Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 8th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2009 in Lakeland. We're with Skip Gallagher from Raytheon. You've got the biggest airplane on display here today. Skip, tell us about the Missionator.
Yes, sir. It's a 1900D we built for a world tour we're going to take on to show the versatility of the 1900. We have the first third set up as a medevac. The second third is set up as a high-density corporate seating. And in the rear of the airplane, we've got a club seating set up with fully articulating seats, DVDs, and corporate-type travel and a full-service potty.
Now, explain a little bit about the relationship between Raytheon and Beech. Everybody thought that when Raytheon sold what is now Hawker Beechcraft that it was out of the airplane business. What's going on here?
We're basically an asset management company for Raytheon. When the Raytheon aircraft was sold, the 1900D airline department did not go with the sale. We're with the airplane and the portfolio that Raytheon held on the plane. So we're now an asset management company for Raytheon.
Sound of freedom in the background there. Well, tell us a little bit about the tour and what the objectives are and where you're going.
Well, we just completed the western United States. We went up through California, Oregon, Washington, on into western Canada, ended over in Calgary, and came back home. We're down here for this show, and in about 2 weeks we leave for South America. And then in July we'll be taking the airplane down to Australia, in the New Zealand area, and Africa.
Now, you were telling me earlier that a lot of the sales for the 1900D, and it's still a brisk seller, do come from overseas.
Yeah, we're selling about 75 to 80% of our airplanes overseas at this time.
And the 1900D, a few improvements on the 1900C, which is kind of like the stalwart of regional airlines throughout North America, right?
Well, yes, but the D replaced the C back in 1992, I believe it was. And most of the airlines in the United States right now are servicing with the 1900D. And a lot of the UCs, the majority of them are probably in cargo service right now around the world.
Okay, well, good luck on the tour, and thanks for visiting with us. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2009.
This podcast is brought to you by WeatherWorks XMWX Satellite Weather, the premier weather provider for pilots. More pilots trust XMWX Satellite Weather than any other satellite-delivered weather service. Known for its accuracy and reliability, XMWX Satellite Weather is leading the way to fly for pilots around the country, in flight and every flight.